Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar and today Masechus Chulin Daf Kuf Tes Vav, the eighth parak called Basar. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rav Ashi had darshaned that Kol Shita Avdi Lucha Haru Bepal Tolcha, anything I have made abominable for you by forbidding it is included in the prohibition you shall not eat. The Gemara raises numerous challenges to this principle, including Shuach HaKein. A mother bird which was sent away to fulfill the mitzvah of sending away a mother from its nest should be prohibited, since it was initially forbidden to be taken from the nest first, and so should be a toeva and remain forbidden in consumption. The Gemara answers, the Torah didn't say to send away the mother bird to be a stumbling block for those who may inadvertently eat it without realizing it's prohibited. Point number two, the Gemara continues to present various sources for the prohibitions of eating or deriving benefit from basar b'chalav. Beliezer's yeshiva quoted a pasuk which first prohibits eating the vela, then permits selling it to a Gentile, and concludes with the prohibition to cook a kid in its mother's milk. This juxtaposition teaches, when you sell the vela to the Gentile, do not cook it in milk and sell it because basar b'chalav is forbidden in benefit. Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva darshan, the Torah states the pasuk, you shall not cook a kid in the milk of its mother three times. These three prohibitions teach, one for the prohibition to eat meat cooked in milk, one for the prohibition to benefit from it, and one for the prohibition to cook meat with milk. And point number three, Rabbi Mordechai quoted several principles about how matzad, meaning atzad shava, may be refuted. Any common characteristic, derivation, can be refuted from within, but cannot be refuted from elsewhere. Meaning, if the two melamdim share a characteristic that the lamed, the derived case, lacks, the tzad shava is refuted. However, an outside case, which shares their common characteristic, but not their common halacha being derived, does not refute the tzad shava. The next principle Rav Mordechai quotes is challenged and amended as follows. Chada mochada, when the halacha of one place is being derived from one source, then we can refute the derivation based on a unique leniency or stringency found in the Malamed, depending on whether a leniency or stringency is being derived. But we cannot refute it based on a mere difference between Malamed and Lamed, which would not logically cause the halacha. Chadimatarte, when the halacha of one place is being derived from two sources through Hatzad Shava, afil kodehu parchin, we can refute it based on a mere difference between the Malamdim and the Lamed. If a halacha is derived from three sources, then if the derivation reverts to Hatzad Shava, it can be refuted with a pircha kodehu, but if not, it can only be refuted with a kula or chumra. So once again, the three points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rav Ashi had darshan that kol shit ta'avti lecha haru bepal tochal, anything I've made abominable for you by forbidding, it's included in the prohibition you shall not eat. The Gemara raises numerous challenges to this principle, including Shuach HaKein. A mother bird which was sent away to fulfill the mitzvah of sending away a mother from its nest should be prohibited, since it was initially forbidden to be taken from the nest first, and so should be a toeva and remain forbidden in consumption. The Gemara answers, the Torah didn't say to send away the mother bird to be a stumbling block for those who may inadvertently eat it without realizing it's prohibited. Point number two, the Gemara continues to present various sources for the prohibitions of eating or deriving benefit from basar b'chalav. Beliezer's yeshiva quoted a pasuk which first prohibits eating the vela, then permits selling it to a Gentile, and concludes with the prohibition to cook a kid in its mother's milk. This juxtaposition teaches, when you sell the vela to the Gentile, do not cook it in milk and sell it because bas b'chalav is forbidden in benefit. Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva darshan, the Torah states the pasuk, you shall not cook a kid in the milk of its mother three times. These three prohibitions teach, one for the prohibition to eat meat cooked in milk, one for the prohibition to benefit from it, and one for the prohibition to cook meat with milk. And point number three, Mordechai quoted several principles about how matzad, meaning atzad shava, may be refuted. Kol mahatzad magufo parchinin, any common characteristic, derivation, can be refuted from within, mahamalo parchin, but cannot be refuted from elsewhere. Meaning, if the two melamdim share a characteristic that the lamed, the derived case, lacks, the atzad shava is refuted. However, an outside case, which shares their common characteristic, but not their common halacha being derived, does not refute the atzad shava. The next principle Rav Mordechai quotes is challenged and amended as follows. Chada mochada, when the halacha of one place is being derived from one source, then we can refute the derivation based on a unique leniency or stringency found in the Muhammad, depending on whether a leniency or stringency is being derived. But we cannot refute it based on a mere difference between Muhammad and Lamed, which would not logically cause the halacha. Chadimatarte, when the halacha of one place is being derived from two sources through a tzadashava, afil kodahu parchin, we can refute it based on a mere difference between the Mulamdim and the Lamed. If a halacha is derived from three sources, then if the derivation reverts to a tzadashava, it can be refuted with a pircha kodahu, but if not, it can only be refuted with a kula or chumra. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Kuf Tezvav, and our standard Simon is a Ketoros maker, So here goes. The Ketoros maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his Ketoros, with the knowledge that the bird would be muta for anyone who finds it, was busy grinding Ketoros and saying, Losev Hashel Gediba Chalei Vimo three times because the sound produces better Ketoros. When his friend rudely burst in with a whole list of ways to refute the Ma'atzad he had used to procure his recipe for Ketoros. Once again, slow motion. The Ketoros maker, that must be on Daf Kuf Tezvav. The Ketoros maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his Ketoros with the knowledge that the bird would be mutter for anyone who finds it, which reminds us on the previous Daf, Rav Ashi had darshan that Koshi ta'avdi l'cho, haru b'pal tocho, anything I've made abominable for you by forbidding it is included in the prohibition you shall not eat. The Gemara raises numerous challenges to this principle, including Shu'a Kalkain, a mother bird which was sent away to fulfill the mitzvah of sending away a mother from its nest, should be prohibited since it was initially forbidden to be taken from the nest first, and so should be a to'eva and remain forbidden in consumption. The Gemara answers Lama Tor Shalach with Takala. The Torah did not say to send away a mother bird to be a stumbling block for those who may inadvertently eat it without realizing it's prohibited. So the Ketoros maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his Ketoros, with the knowledge that the bird would be mutter for anyone who finds it, was busy grinding Ketoros and saying, Lesev Hashel Gediba Chalei Vimo three times because the sound produces better Ketoros. Which reminds us, the Gemara continues to present various sources for the prohibitions of eating or deriving benefit from Basar B'Chalav. Rabbi Shmuel's Yeshiva Darshan, Lesev Hashel Gediba Chalei Vimo Gimel Pahamim. The Torah states the pasuk, you shall not cook a kid in the milk of its mother three times. These three prohibitions teach, Echad L'Isra Achila, one for the prohibition to eat meat cooked in milk, Echad L'Isra Hana, one for the prohibition to benefit from it, Echad L'Isra Bishul, and one for the prohibition to cook meat with milk. So the Ketoros maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his Ketoros, with the knowledge that the bird would be mutter for anyone who finds it, was busy grinding Ketoros and saying, Lesev Hashel Gediba Chalei Vimo three times because the sound produces better Ketoros. When his friend rudely burst in with a whole list of ways to refute the Ma'atzad he had used to procure his recipe for Ketoros, which reminds us, Rav Mordechai quoted several principles about how a Ma'atzad, meaning a Tzad Hashava, may be refuted. So once again, the Ketoros maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his Ketoros, with the knowledge that the bird would be mutter for anyone who finds it, was busy grinding Ketoros and saying, Losev Hashel Gediba Chalei Vimo three times, because the sound produces better Ketoros. When his friend rudely burst in with a whole list of ways to refute the Ma'atzad he had used to procure his recipe for Ketoros. Alright, so now it's time for a four blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Yudolf. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Yudolf is a kayak. So here goes. The exhausted kayaker, that must be on Daf Kuf Yudolf. The exhausted kayaker transporting livers soaking in vinegar so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked, which reminds us the Gemara discusses cooking liver. The Gemara relates that Rav Huna sealed the blood inside the liver by placing it in vinegar, and Rav Nachman sealed it by scalding it in boiling water to prevent blood from being emitted when it was later cooked with other food. So the exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked was dismayed when he finally stopped to eat and found that instead of cooking a liver on top of meat, which is permitted, they cook kachal on top of meat, which makes the meat forbidden, which reminds us, the Gemara states, if a liver was roasted on a spit above meat, the meat remains permitted because the blood slides off and isn't absorbed by the meat. If one roasted kachal, an udder above meat, the meat is prohibited because the milk clings to the meat and is absorbed by it. So the exhausted kayaker transporting liver soaking in vinegar so they shouldn't emit blood when being cooked was dismayed when they finally stopped the rest and found that instead of cooking liver on top of meat, which is permitted, they cook kachal on top of meat, which makes the meat forbidden, and settled instead on the hot fish served on the meat plate that they enjoyed with a dairy dip, which is fine because of not bar not, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses fish which replace hot on a meat plate. Rob prohibits eating the fish together with kutach, a dairy dip, because the fish absorb meat flavor from the plate. Shmuel permits eating it with kutach because of not bar not, nos and tam bar nos and tam. It's only an imparted taste of an imparted taste. The fish only absorbed flavor from the plate, which itself had only absorbed flavor from meat. Meat flavor so far removed from its original source is not the equivalent of meat. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The eccentric Rubik's Cube player Rubik's Cube, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The eccentric Rubik's Cube player who was playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, which reminds us, Abai said, that the halacha is that fish, which was placed hot onto a meat plate, may be eaten with kutach because it's not bar not. However, if one cut its known, a radish with a knife with which meat was cut, it's prohibited to eat with kutach because, due to its sharpness, it absorbs the meat residue on the knife's surface. Rashi adds that even if no residue remains, the radish's sharpness coupled with the knife's pressure causes it to absorb a strong meat flavor from the knife. So the eccentric Rubik's Cube player who is playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, was startled when a raw bird fell into a salty barrel of kutach, but didn't become aser, which reminds us, a shechted pigeon once fell into a jug of kutach, and Rav Chinan Abredu Rava of Pashronia permitted it. He holds that Shmuel's rule that moliach haru kareseach, something salted is like something hot and transfers flavor, only applies where it's so salty that it's not eaten due to its saltiness until it's rinsed with water. Therefore, since kutach is eaten and is not that salty, it doesn't transfer flavor to the pigeon. So the eccentric Rubik's Cube player who was playing a dangerous game of cut the radish with a blade from the fleshic Rubik's Cube, making the radishes forbidden to serve with milk, was startled when a raw bird fell into a salty barrel of kutach but didn't become usser, and transferred it to his Rubik's Cube-colored perforated salting bowl together with some fish, which made the fish asur, which reminds us what Nachman said, Dagim va'ofa shemalachin ze'im ze' asurin. Fish and fowl which were salted together are forbidden, meaning the fish are forbidden because they absorb blood from the fowl. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Nachman's ruling is b'kli manukav, with a perforated vessel. The fish are nevertheless forbidden because their skin is soft, so they hasten to emit their blood, whereas bird meat is tight and releases its blood more slowly. Therefore, after the fish cease emitting blood, the birds continue to release blood, which the fish absorb, prohibiting them. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The kashrus geek. Geek. That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The kashrus geek who is meticulously salting meat and rinsing it well, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the laws of Malicha, salting meat to remove the blood. Shmuel says, Ein abasi yotzi mide damo elim ken molchol yafa yafa. Meat is not cleared of its blood unless one salts it very thoroughly, umedichu yafa yafa, and then rinses it very thoroughly. So the kashrus geek, who is meticulously salting meat and rinsing it well, while explaining the difference between gedi and gedi ha'izim, to include all kosher animals in the prohibition of basa b'chala, which reminds us, we learn how basa b'chala applies to all kosher animals and not only to a gedi. So the kashrus geek, who is meticulously salting meat and rinsing it well, while explaining the difference between gedi and gedi ha'izim, to include all kosher animals in the prohibition of basa b'chala, was startled when his friend received malchus for experimenting with chalev by cooking it in chalev. Which reminds us, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi discussed mavasho chalev b'chalev, one who cooks chalev with milk. One says it incurs malchus and the other says it does not. This is explained in four ways, one of them being that all agree is not chai for eating it because the achil prohibition cannot take effect on chalev. They argue about liability for cooking because it's permitted to cook chalev alone. The lenient opinion holds that since the Torah expressed the achil prohibition using the word bishul, we say that since one is not liable for cooking chalev with milk, he's also not liable for eating it. Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Dalet is a kiddie park. So here goes. The new Bechalei Vimo kiddie park. Kiddie park? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. The new Bechalei Vimo kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is asur with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, which reminds us, we learn that it's asur to cook a Gedi in its older sister's milk and a mother in her own milk. So the new Bechalei Vimo kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is asur with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, had a roped off bas bechalev snacking section because if you can't eat there, you can't even benefit from sitting there, which reminds us, we learn Rabbi Yalboa's principle, Kol makom shenemar lo ye'achel lo socha lo sochu. Wherever it says in the Torah, one shall not eat, you, singular, shall not eat, or you, plural, shall not eat. Echod isra achil, echod isra hanab mashma. Both a prohibition against eating and a prohibition against benefit are implied. So the new Bachalevi Milk Kitty Park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is also with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, had a roped-off Bas Bachalev snacking section because if you can't eat there, you can't even benefit from sitting there, and a vendor gifting Nevela to Gerim and selling it to Nachrim. Which reminds, the Gemara brings Malchokas, if Nevela can only be gifted to a Ger or sold to an idolater, or can be gifted and sold to both. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn to Amr Torah Shalach L'Takala? The Torah didn't say to send away the mother bird to be a stumbling block. That's on daf Kuf Tezvav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn about the Isser to cook a Gedi in its older sister's milk and a mother in her own milk? That's on daf Kuf Yudalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that sharp foods cut with a meat knife can't be used with dairy? That's on daf Kufyud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva darshan the three psukim of Rosh Hashanah Gedi Bachal Vimo to teach three different isurim? That's on daf Kuf Tezvav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we malchok is about mamidin, curdling cheese in the rennet of an animal shechted by an avodah zarah neck? That's on daf Kuf Tezayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings a malchokas if bas bachalev applies to chayos or ofos? That's on daf Kuf Tezayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that the rule molich karoseach only applies if the food is so salty the food can't be eaten until it's rinsed with water? That's on daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn several principles about how a ma'atzad, a tzad shava, may be refuted? That's on daf Kuf Tezvav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss the keva, the rennet from kosher milk, inside a nevela or trefa? That's on daf Kuf Tezayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have in Malchokas if one gets malchus for cooking chelov with milk? That's on daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.